As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a C block in just a second, but I apologize. We're not supposed to look back. There were some things that people commented that were so amazing. They accused Mary of trying to hook up with Tom, and that's why she took all her problems to his doorstep. Somebody asked about Steve's square footage of his house compared to Belinda, which I haven't even considered that yet. So, look, you guys are some clever, clever MFers, all right? For sure. Now, another clever MFer. It's Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. And I do want to point out, somebody said, this makes me think there's some many problems at the Mahor's family household.
Oh, no.
There's not.
This is a fictitious, not a fictitious scenario. This is a scenario from Reddit.
And somebody
Corey
said,
Mahor's.
Thank you. And somebody also suggested that Steve would punch me in the face, or that Tom would punch me in the face if I said that. And I let them know that he didn't want to do that. It's not going to end well for him. And yeah, he should know that at that point.
I mean, and that's an interesting choice. I'm going to punch you in the face for telling my wife, who's your neighbor, that you're cheating. Like, take some responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Be a man. Grow up. I did recently have a conversation with my neighbor, though. And I thought I handled it well. Maybe I'll tell that story tomorrow.
Oh, I think you should. I know that story.
All right. I got a couple things here. 877-881-1053. You can start this conversation and get these texts rolling in. Scottie Pippen said Dirk had the single greatest playoff run ever. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, Kevin, I want to talk a little baseball.
Okay.
Not necessarily Rangers, although I do love my Texas Rangers.
First Dave Raymond place will be, Texas Rangers?
Yeah. Dave Raymond will join us tomorrow at 1220. We'll also have Brian Ray join us to talk some stars at 1020 tomorrow. Let's start with Double A New Hampshire, or New Hampshire, if you will. I have no clue what was going on in this game, but I want you to hear the nickname of Peyton Williams as he hits a walk-off home run for Double A New Hampshire.
1-2 home. Out to right field on a sharp line to the corner, and it's gone! Peyton Williams, the Iowa meat truck, delivers a walk-off bomb.
There was another person who insinuated that Steve in this scenario might be the Iowa meat truck. I don't know that to be the case.
This dude is gigantic, by the way. This is a big, strong man, and he his nickname is the Iowa meat truck.
Show me your meat.
Yeah, well, if you that was with our friends at Six Brothers Meats Beef. They were good. It was great steaks. The Iowa meat truck is a really cool nickname. That's the only reason I wanted to bring that story up.
Okay.
Also, have you ever heard of Matt Strom? Matt Strom, I believe, is the pitcher who had the injury from hurting, from packing his kid's toys, early in the season. Like, his fingernail got all cut up or something because he was packing up kids' toys. He also, if you haven't noticed, kind of looks like Nicolas Cage. Actually, I'm going to not say Nicolas Cage. I'm going to say Nick Cage. Because Nick Cage has
the long hair is Nick Cage.
There are two different versions of Nick Cage and Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage was in the National Treasure movies.
Correct.
Nick Cage was in Face Off.
Adaptation.
Wind Talkers.
Oh, okay. I know.
Nick Cage is the guy that walks to the top of a hill and takes an Uzi and takes out a whole entire army with one Uzi magazine. So he has a cool, because of the look-alike situation, he has a glove that is, it is, it's not made of, but it has the Declaration of Independence inscribed on it.
I love it.
And again, he plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. So again, this guy kind of looks like Nicolas Cage, and he got this glove because the National Treasure movies are Nicolas Cage essentially stealing the Declaration of Independence. There's other stuff in the other movies as well. Here was his quote. I stole it, then I made a glove out of it. And I just think that's hilarious. I just think that's hilarious that he's buying into the bit. Con Air, Nick Cage. That's right. That's definitely a Nick Cage. But yeah, he said, I stole it, then I made a glove out of it. And I just like that.
It also feels like he gets Cage's personality by making a statement like that, right?
Yes. The other thing, too, is I feel like Philadelphia is doing all the good stuff with bats and gloves. And I'm going to take you back for a minute. I can't remember who it was. Jason Brom, who had the pencil bat. It was the number two pencil bat, which it was the lead was in the handle, and then the eraser was at the end of it. And everybody was going nuts about, oh, man, you can do all these cool things with bats. And it's a fun thing. Then you got this glove. And then the other night, Bryce Harper, with his gender reveal party, as he was walking up to go hit, and they handed him a blue bat. And so at that moment, he knew that he was having a boy. I think that's a really cool thing right there.
It was kind of presumptive by him.
What do you mean? I think it's fun, even though I hate gender reveal parties.
Fair.
I'm not a huge...
We didn't do that.
Like, just... Can I just have a party and we all tell everybody? Like,
I guess I don't understand.
It's excitement. It's like a piñata.
But I guess I don't understand the excitement whenever you find out. Because, like, if it would have been the other one, would you be like, oh, dang it. Like, you're not the king of England and you need a royal heir.
Who was the pitcher? Was it a pitcher that they did it? And it was a girl, and he was like, great, another girl. And he walked off, and he already had like three girls, and he was just like,
all right, if that emotion was involved in more of these, I would get it. And you're like, come on.
Thank you. It was Bryson Stott with the pencil bat. Thank you very much. And that was with Philly again. And then this one, this audio from the Nationals game. This is Tommy Pham hits it to the outfield, and then this happened to him.
Out to left. Ball diving, picked off the ground, was it?
No one made a call.
That was a base hit. So we've got a log jam at first base. The third base umpire, Alex Tosi, put up his hands in a safe sign. Confusion reigns at first base because the runner, O'Neill Cruz, couldn't tell what happened. It certainly looked to us like Wood got it on a bounce.
Yeah, it looks like a trap. Gets it, fires.
So he overshoots.
So it should be O'Neill Cruz over here because he's on the base right here. So that means that the hitter is out, and it should be O'Neill Cruz there at first base.
The batter runner is out at first base. The runner that started at first base was tagged while he was standing on first. Therefore, he is safe. We have two outs.
So in
what?
This, yeah, exactly. Everybody's out over there. And
oh, bull crap.
Again, this is every kid that's ever played Little League baseball knows. And if you're in left field, don't throw to first base. They're always like, do not throw to first base. You might overthrow. You're going to throw behind the runner. Like, there's all these reasons. You throw in front of the runner. That's the idea. Always throw in front of the runner. If the runner's at second, throw to third. If the runner's at first, throw to second. All those things. But occasionally, a left fielder will gun somebody down at first base.
Yeah.
And in this instance, they got a bunch of people because nobody knew what was going on because they didn't know if he caught the ball or not off the ground or if it was in the air.
I feel like I need more clarity from the officials so we can continue.
Now, Scottie Pippen posted this yesterday, and it has drawn a lot of conversation. And I like this because when I look in the comments, there are a variety of answers. Here's the
Pippen
tweet.
Played all the games.
Pippen did play all the games.
Is that
right
in any of the comments?
And thank you from the 817. This show has Slade today. True or false from Scottie Pippen? Dirk had the greatest individual playoff run of all time. And I know we often have this conversation about who he went through to get there. But now we're comparing individual playoff runs to other individual playoff runs. And as I was looking through the comments here, there are a lot of people, and I assume they're Mavs fans, that are agreeing with Scottie Pippen on this. Lots of truths. Then I see the top one says Jokic. And then the next one says, what about Hakeem?
Yeah.
And then somebody says Giannis is up there too. So I was kind of, most of them are bringing up Hakeem in the conversation, like what he did. And Kevin, I remember watching Hakeem through that. I was watching a different breed of athlete whenever I saw him play.
I think Hakeem is the next logical choice. I'm going to go ahead and I don't think it's the Bucks.
Individually, Giannis, he ran that whole thing. You could not stop from the three-point line to the basket. You couldn't stop him.
Agreed. But I want you to take a look at this. So they went through the Miami Heat. Obviously, the Nets that year, that was the team that everybody thought that was going to be the super team. But it kind of peters out at the end.
Okay.
Because then he beat the Hawks, who were one of the weakest teams in the Eastern Conference Finals in a long time. I guess Indiana would argue that too. And then they beat the Suns. I mean, like, that's great. But that's not as impressive to me. If you look at Hakeem, the 93-94 version, because the 94-95 version, by that point, they had Drexler on the team too.
Okay, can I throw some numbers at you real quick? In the 95 season, 33-10-5 in that run, he ran through Karl Malone, David Robinson, and Shaq. And he destroyed MVP David Robinson, the best six Hall of Famers in their prime, and every team had 57-plus wins that he went up against.
So, it's true, but that year before is nothing to sneeze at either.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I'm inclined to give him a little bit more of advantage the year before, just because it felt like he had to take it on more. But think about it. First round, they play Portland Trailblazers and Clyde Drexler. Next round, you kind of see some similarities there. You played Phoenix again, or I guess you'd play him again the next year. And that was the Charles Barkley team that looked like it was built to win an NBA championship. Then right after that, the Utah Jazz with Stockton and Malone. And then right after that, you had the New York Knicks with Patrick Ewing at probably the height of his powers. And so I think I would go with the 93-94, although you have duplicate playoff opponents in Phoenix and Utah. Those are really strong candidates. I think that is probably the strongest one to put up against Dirk.
And then you got when Dirk's numbers here, Kevin, that I kind of like, 27.7 points per game.
Yep.
48.5% field goal shooting, 46% three-point shooting.
Wow.
94.1 from the free throw line.
And, you know, I kind of thought about this with what Alex said yesterday.
105.3 in our heart.
Yes, that's true.
And that's when you care about our hearts.
One of the things that Alex said yesterday about, like, the biggest draft bust was who could you have gotten instead? And so I think I disproportionately look at that about, like, well, who did you beat?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I don't mean to make it sound like I'm discounting the stats whatsoever, because I'm definitely not. But then you go back to a Mavericks team that a lot of people thought was going to beef it against Portland. And then you go up against Kobe. You go up against what everybody thought was the future of the NBA.
And they have been.
Yes.
Individually, they've all been part of the future of the NBA.
In the Oklahoma City.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Thunder, and then you took down the biggest and best super team to date. Like, I'm not going to discount. I thought the Celtics a few years earlier, they put together their own super team. But this was the team that was inevitable. Like, this was Thanos. And so while the Portland, with all due respect to Brandon Roy, while the Portland series might be a little softer compared to some other people, going through Kobe, Durant, Westbrook, and Harden, and then LeBron and Wade back to back to back, that's incredible to me. And so I think Hakeem is up in the mix for sure, but I'll always defer to Dirk because I think that is the greatest playoff run I've ever seen.
And some people will say, hey, you know, look at the team that was surrounding him too. He didn't drag a bunch of randoms with him. Those were all veteran. Like, that was a good team. That was a well-constructed team. They just kind of weren't a cast of island of misfits, right?
Which, if
they were kind of cast away as, those guys are done.
Which, if you kind of think about it, is that dissimilar from the Houston Rockets team? Because, like, if at the time, you're looking at Cassell, Ori, Kenny Smith,
yes,
Otis Thorpe. Those are some damn good players. But I bet if you asked just, like, basketball fans now, do you know who any of those people are? And they'll be like, Kenny Smith, like,
yeah, he's on
the
TV.
Guy from TNT. And so I kind of feel, to a certain extent, that's the way maybe some people felt about the Dallas Mavericks. We all love Jason Terry forever and ever, but how many basketball fans who are like recent basketball fans know who that is?
And yes, as Brendan Haywood said, your favorite Hall of Famer got clapped by Dirk in that run. And that's absolutely true. And what's sad about
that is a great point.
Is now your organization has made that guy so mad that he doesn't really want anything to do with you. And Kevin, I don't know how to cope with that, because I don't know if and this might be something for tomorrow. I don't know if in DFW we've ever seen our legend have problems with the organization and not be part of it.
Yeah.
Feels like the Cowboys are always sticking around. Maybe Madonna. Like, I know he had a little problem there,
that felt pretty brief.
Yeah. And this one scares me, because Dirk is still the face for us as Mavs fans. Even though Luka was the next one, Dirk is. So it's a weird place we're going to be in for a while.
I don't know if this is the way you would look at it exactly, but the people that Hakeem beat were incredible, but wouldn't you make an argument none of them are top 10 players of all time? Whereas with Dirk, I mean, like, Malone and Stockton are incredible. I feel like they're not usually in that mix. Whereas if you look at Dirk, Kobe, and LeBron. And
don't forget about Dwayne Wade.
Him in that mix.
Mm-hmm. But what about Udonis Haslam?
No. Right. They're always in the mix for top 10 of all time, and in some cases, top two of all time.
And LeBron was pretty much in his prime at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Into the zone, wide open, Forsberg, across, score! Philip Forsberg, his second assist of the period, and Ryan O'Reilly had a wide open net.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan, where the Stars go into the playoffs with a 7-game losing streak, or 0-5-2 if you want to make yourself feel better per hockey terminology. They will open up the playoffs game one against Colorado 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the American Airlines Center. We're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality, but first, Corey has NFL news.
According to Jordan Schultz, source, the Cowboys are signing veteran offensive lineman Hakeem Adeniji, who has 15 career starts, can play both tackle and guard positions. So,
okay,
continuing to add to the offensive line.
Now,
looks like Travis Frederick is going to announce the Cowboys' second and third round picks in the draft this year.
Ooh, I love Travis Frederick.
I do too.
All right, so we'll transition to another offensive line lineman as part of NFL Overreaction or Reality. Overreaction or Reality, Tyron Smith will make the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, reality.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as some people say.
Like, I agree.
I know there was a columnist from the Morning News yesterday, future Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that's wrong, but Zach Martin is a no-brainer future Hall of Famer. I don't know how easy it's going to be for Tyron.
I think he's going to get in because he was that dominant at the position. But I've heard people say surefire first ballot, and I'm like,
I don't think
so. I disagree with you. I do think Zach Martin's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that I do agree with.
But Tyron, I kind of agree with you on that, but he was talked about a lot while he was in the league, and he was fantastic. But I'll say that's an overreaction or reality. Reality.
There you go. I'm going to go with reality as well. I'm in the exact same boat that it's not going to be as early as we'd like as fans. It's going to have to marinate for a little bit. But like Corey said, everybody in the league definitely knew who he was and how truly special he was at that position. And I think the Riders will get that right eventually, whether it's year two or year six of eligibility. I don't know what it's going to be, but won't be first ballot. But that's a reality. He's definitely a Hall of Fame player.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jalen Ramsey is still good at football. Now, we talked about this. He had a down year last year. He had knee injury and some other problems, and so he didn't make the Pro Bowl for the first time in a while. The Dolphins are looking to trade him. I think they might just end up releasing him because nobody's going to want to take on that deal. Now, they have come out and said, oh, yeah, we're not looking to trade him, but if somebody wanted him, and I was like, good luck with that.
He's 30 years old.
Doesn't it feel like he's older than that?
No, actually 30 kind of surprised me because there was this time he was so dominant that you were just like, don't even throw that dude's way. But I guess that window did leave because he's been moved around so much in his career.
And the reason why I brought it up is the betting odds have the Cowboys as the third most likely team to get him.
Why would that be, Kevin?
Because you just put the Cowboys on
You have
there.
To put the yeah. Cowboys in the conversation. It's just sure. the way it is. If there's an inkling of a thought that they need that position, we got to do that. Got to, because then they don't have to draft it, right? I wouldn't go make a move to get him at this juncture. That's just where I am.
I'm gonna say reality because I don't think he's a bad player per se. And I think something fun that I saw maybe 2 days ago. I think it was Asante Samuel Sr. tweeted and said he might not agree with me, but Jalen Ramsey should move to safety. His numbers would be crazy.
Okay.
And ooh, just because he wouldn't have to move around and have that catch up speed in the way that he does as a primary corner. So if he were open to listening to that, I mean, heck, if the Cowboys are going to be that high in the betting odds, I wasn't a fan of our safety play last year.
Fair. You know,
if he wants to give it a shot, I think a contending team would listen.
NFL overreaction or reality. If we were redrafting last year, you would still take Caleb Williams number one.
Yeah, I probably would.
Or Jaden?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I personally liked Jaden.
Yeah.
But I understand the ceiling of Caleb Williams. I never really have loved any guys that have come from the OU or Lincoln Riley trees.
Yeah.
But I still think he has a lot of great tools. Did you see his throw? Have you seen that video from the Chicago game last night?
Oh, yeah. Where he's at the basketball game?
He autographed the football and chucked it up into the stands. But I would probably still spend that number one overall pick on him. Jaden was fantastic this year, and he was surrounded by a really good bunch. I'm interested to see how this new Ben Johnson group works with Caleb Williams.
It's a reality for me because I do think Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, in a football X's and O's standpoint, was a perfect marriage. And I do think another perfect marriage is going to be Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. So I think they're exactly where they need to be. As cliche as it sounds, I think they were meant to be in those systems that they are currently in. I'm excited to see what Caleb does under Ben Johnson. It's going to be really fun. That's a reality.
NFL overreaction. Yeah, go ahead.
Adam in Arlington has a question, Kevin. Mm-hmm. If we could circle back for a moment, does Belinda think the Cowboys should take Jeanty or McMillan if they're both on the board at 12? That'll help inform my answer if we should tell on Tom.
Believe it or not, I think I can transition from that because I have a twofold running back question. Overreaction or reality? I'm going to tweak it up just a little bit. Ashton Jeanty will be drafted in the top six. Six seems to be maybe the flash point for where he'll go.
Reality.
Reality.
Reality. I hate it.
And, dude, I seriously would love that idea of the Bears taking him.
Oh, my God.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Because Ben Johnson, I know they have other things they need, but Ben Johnson's just like, I want my Jahmyr Gibbs. I want a playmaker on this team, a dude that can just burn and also run right through you.
Do you guys
and block on third down if I need him to.
Fair. Do you guys remember the last running back to go number one overall in the draft?
Adrian Pete, did he go?
Nope.
That was Donovan McNabb, wasn't it? Edgerrin James? LaDainian Tomlinson?
Kajana Carter!
Gross.
Overreaction or reality? That was 30 years ago. A running back will never go number one overall in the draft again.
As long as quarterbacks exist.
Oh,
that is true.
So that feels like a pretty lock-solid prediction. I also agree that quarterbacks will continue to exist
in
the
NFL. Think about it. How good was Saquon Barkley? And he still didn't go number one overall.
Right.
Like, and he was that good. So, yeah, I'll say as long as quarterbacks are around.
That is an overreaction because teams like the Las Vegas Raiders still exist where they just have a history of making the wrong pick at the wrong time. As long as there are still, to Corey's point, as long as there are still quarterbacks, as long as there are still dumb GMs out there that misevaluate positions, it's going to happen at some point where they're just going to be in awe and say, I need my jersey sales. I'm going to take this guy because he's the biggest name, not necessarily the biggest player. It's going to happen.
NFL overreaction reality. Abdul Carter is the best player in this draft.
Oh man, that's an interesting thought. Yeah, I'll say that's a reality.
Yes? Okay.
I'll say that's reality.
It's a reality. He's got the ability to absolutely destroy any game at any given moment. And I don't even think it's particularly super close. Jeanty. He comes to mind as maybe
Hunter?
Two or three. Travis Hunter is up there. But outside of that, I don't really, just in terms of raw talent and athletic ability specifically, I don't think many people come close outside of those other two.
Okay, and I want to bring up a Travis Hunter question then. I know none of us actually think that he's just going to quit football, but overreaction or reality, it's a mistake for Travis Hunter to play both ways.
I think that's an overreaction. And I don't know who it was I heard. They were like, it's not that he's like bad at one of those positions. He's great at both.
Yeah.
He's really good at both. So I want to go see greatness be greatness. So I want to see players get everything they can out of what they are. And if something different happens, then I want to see that too. So I don't think it's a mistake. I'd do it. But somebody's going to be like, oh, if he gets hurt doing this, if he gets hurt doing that, he shouldn't have been playing that position anyway. Whatever, man. Like, players get hurt. It happens.
It's an overreaction because I just hate the whole notion that, but it's the NFL. It's different. Well, guess what? Nobody hasn't really tried to do it recently. So
that's true.
We don't know until we let him try. And then we could say, all right, in the NFL, it's tough. Let's try to pick one side over the other. Let him try it. I think it would be fun. And I think it would be great because, like Corey said, he's good at both. Let him try it.
NFL overreaction or reality. Four quarterbacks will get taken in round one of this draft.
Reality. Dude, you're just killing it with the reality today, man. Even that Steve Tom Mary story earlier.
Do we need to revisit?
No, I have the drawing. I'll post it up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Later.
You should.
I think that's a reality. Do it again. Say it again. Four quarterbacks.
Four quarterbacks in round one.
The whole Milroe thing threw a huge wrench into everything.
And then whether you think Shuck will be the odd person out with Dart, I don't know. What do you say, Alec?
It's a reality. I do think Milroe is going to end up being that fourth guy, probably to Pittsburgh in the 20s is what I would think. I think they're going to be the one team that kind of surprises everybody. I mean, they did it with Kenny Pickett a few years ago when they were the lone team that said, hey, we'll take this guy with a first round grade. That was a mistake. But I think Milroe will end up being that guy for Pittsburgh there.
Okay, let me ask you real quick. I have one more question. I did not think it would relate to that, but here we go. Overreaction or reality, the Steelers will move into the top 8 to take Shador. So we'll stick with the quarterback motif, switch it up a little bit.
I think that's an overreaction. I don't think the Steelers like to do stuff like that.
Right.
They just seem like that would be too expensive for them.
Well, because he met with the Steelers, so everyone's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and because all the fans, they obviously work it in the steel mill. But I think that's an overreaction. I think they feel like they might be able to get him somewhere else and wait.
It's an overreaction for me, but I also thought there was no chance on planet Earth that they were going to trade that much for DK Metcalf. So,
okay.
It wouldn't shock me. And 9 is where I think Shador goes to the Saints. So one-upping them, getting right in front of them just to ruin their night.
And that's why I laid it out. Yeah.
Exactly. It would make sense, but I think that's overreaction.
All right. Excellent. Thank you guys very much for participating.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Coming up next.
You slayed today, bruh.
Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
There's not a lot of size at the rim for Sacramento. Dallas hasn't allowed that on their end.
Davis with the lob, the throw down by Lively. And the lead is 25 now for the Mavs.
Complete domination for the Mavericks, so much so that the Kings went ahead and fired their GM after the play-in loss. Now, that was maybe going to happen eventually. Anyway, Mavericks move on. They play Memphis on Friday night. Did you guys watch all of that game? How did you split up your interest with Stars and Rangers as well?
I was on the Mavs. Once I got home and got settled last night, I was just riding that thing in, and then shortly after that, I was too tired to proceed any further. So,
hey, just like the Stars. That voice right there from Gavin Dawson. Of course, Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing. All right, what about the rest of you fine fellas?
Consumed all three. The Stars I eventually stopped paying attention to once the third period happened and they were down 4-1. That was just disgusting. But I had the Rangers game on the main TV, and then as soon as that ended, I flipped it over to the Mavericks, and I had it on while I finished up my last few corners for the draft. So it was like half-assed paying attention.
Yeah.
But that second quarter, all of a sudden, Clay's just dropping bombs. I'm like, okay.
And getting to the rim, too.
Yeah. And the game was pretty much in hand by halftime.
Yes, it was.
Rangers, Chicago play-in series with them kind of going back and forth. And then all Mavs after that. Never looked at the Stars once.
Yeah. I mean, look, if the Stars aren't going to bother to show up.
The score kept flashing that they weren't winning.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not going to invest in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Telling the story I need to know. I don't need to turn my channel at all.
That's right. I was Rangers only last night.
Okay. So are you going to be invested in Mavs tomorrow night then to try to make the real playoffs? Or are you like, what? If they win, then I'll watch the OKC series.
Yeah, I think I'll probably wait till the actual playoffs start. And if that happens, then okay. But I think I'm continuing to put my foot down for this play-in nonsense.
Yeah, are you and Brada still arguing over whether or not it's not a playoff game? Or
No, I think I won that argument. It's obviously not a playoff game.
Brian's
it's
turned full
play
heel.
In game.
No, I'm
with Brian.
But I respect with, to each their own, however you want to take this in.
I thought there was some
in.
Brilliant basketball last night by the Mavs.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought they did a great job of limiting, last time they played Sacramento, they got taken to overtime on that thing, and it wasn't very good. So I'm happy the way that they went and wiped out the beam.
Do you count the first four as part of the NCAA tournament?
No.
No, I do not. That's okay. To get into the tournament.
All right. Then I understand.
But that's college basketball, too. So that's another thing. Doesn't really count.
Whoa. Are you going to be rooting for the Mavs tomorrow?
He's not. Don't even go there.
I don't think I'll be rooting for them.
Why even watch
necessarily?
It? Don't watch.
I'm not.
Did you watch Miami, Chicago?
I just told you I wasn't going to watch it.
No, but I think if they get through, don't watch the playoffs either.
That's also fine. I mean, it's not like it's something that I'm really dying to watch.
I think you should go to the game, but turn around from the court.
See, I like that.
Switch the badges.
I need this to be good enough that I can imagine Kyrie coming back and them being contenders.
Don't do that to yourself.
Okay.
I just feel for
January,
your future
man.
Self.
Get ready, Dawson.
Yeah.
January,
I'm desperate.
Back. We're opting back in and we're going for it.
Brandon Williams looked like a blast last night.
She broke my heart. She did. But there's something about that woman, right? And I'm willing to take her back next year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the Mavericks, let's say Kyrie come back in January, that's the plan. They won the title next year and the Lakers do not. This year or next year. Does that show that Nico was right?
Yes, I think to a large extent it absolutely does. Now, it of course, this was a small window opportunity that he was trying to capitalize on and punting on the big picture. Sure. So I think there's still something to be said for if Luka goes on over the next half decade plus after that and has some serious winning, then, but he can feel extremely validated. If you get a championship out of this, even if it is just one, you can at least look at it like, okay, he knew what he was doing, and this is a guy that didn't care about 5 years from now. He only cared about the next three. So yeah. Anybody who was against it would have to acquiesce to some extent.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
I agree with you. You
know, Dawson just used the she broke my heart example. Whenever she's right, do you admit it, Kevin? Or do you just kind of go, you know what?
Don't you have to admit she's right even when she's wrong?
I don't do that at all. But it's a value judgment the other times. Like, do I? Because sometimes.
Don't do that at all.
Yeah. No.
You don't just sometimes take the nonsense and just move on. Maybe you don't acknowledge she's right, but you just kind of just drop things so she feels like she won.
Kevin
but
wants to be right, Eric, more than he wants to be happy.
Could you argue that I could have made it a lot further in life if I had that quality inside of me? Yes. Yeah. But I don't. And there's something in me that has destroyed parts of my life that's like, you better not let that go. And then I just get into all of these idiotic discussions that I really shouldn't be in.
It's the competitor in you. There's something to be respected for that.
He is full bore with happy house, happy spouse.
Yeah,
that's right. His line right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we've come to some sort of a truce where I realize she's never going to apologize or admit she's wrong. So I have retaliated with the same position. And at some point in the disagreement, we're just going to decide that being happy is more important.
Okay.
So we're going to act like it never happened.
Okay.
And that could take anywhere between 10 minutes to 10 weeks.
See, I think I could probably be on that side, but my wife does not want to just go back into the flow. Like, there needs to be,
closure.
A scheduled, regulated conversation mm-hmm. about what went wrong in the previous scenario before we can move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Or a period of time where cool down, you know, just cool down. Maybe I can forget about it later. Adrian's more willing to forgive over time. That's cool with me.
Yeah, it's almost never right there in the beginning. Nope. Are they willing to get to the sorry portion of the proceedings? And you almost never get to those.
Yeah.
Portions. Yeah. I will skip some of the minutiae we went through along the way, but if you saw one of your neighbors sneaking out of the house at 2 a.m. to go to some other lady's house and he's married, would you be like, I need to say something?
Yeah, it'd be tough because in my instance, it's like a 60-year-old dude named Bart who has a lovely wife. And if Bart did that, I'd be like, really, dude?
Shout out to Bart.
That's what we're doing right now?
So would you confront Bart? Would you tell the wife?
I would confront Bart. Now, how does this person know that they're going to... How do we know that they're not just sneaking over to the Whataburger and getting a little late-night drive-thru Mama Don't Know Burger?
Bart go to this lady.
Oh, this is like another like person in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
it's another lady in the neighborhood, and she just got a divorce.
Oh.
They could just be friends.
At 2 a.m.
No.
It's possible.
Men and women aren't friends anyway.
Maybe there's a fire going on.
Especially at 2 a.m.
Oh, there's a fire going on.
She needs some sugar.
He needed to go over there and douse it.
You know? I think mind your damn business.
Woo!
I think
it's not my place.
What's my relationship with the neighbor? Like in my instance
you
with
get
Bart,
along with
like that's my
well.
Guy. So okay. I'd be like, dude, Bart, what the F, bro?
What are you doing, man?
Just give me the reasoning. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah. Something's going on in his home, you know? What's going on.
Mind your own damn business, Eric.
Maybe that's what Bart's response would be.
Exactly what Bart's response is going
to
be.
I definitely don't want to get entangled in this in any way.
Sure, sure.
You know, I might open up a can of worms that's costing me hours of my life. Yeah.
Somebody said you should tell your wife and then just back out of the situation and she'll take care of the rest.
That's
true.
That's actually really smart.
I see the appeal of that.
Because then you can still enjoy the drama.
Yeah,
but suddenly you're not the one that has to deal with it.
Yeah. Maybe an anonymous letter.
Okay. Man.
Jersey Shore style.
Who wrote the note?
Wouldn't you think like one of your kids got kidnapped though if you got a letter in the mail from somebody handwritten out and you're like,
it's fine. It's just my wife's cheating on me.
Yeah.
Thank God. The kids are
tell
cool.
The story hey, we all know you form. Cut the letters out of a newspaper and make it, you know.
Let's not be stupid here.
Can't trace the handwriting.
Yeah. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, including Solomon Thomas at 420.
I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Belinda.
Goodnight, Belinda.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.